Pastini is Eugene's new Italian bistro at Oakway Center, dedicated to serving up two of life's greatest pleasures, pasta and wine. Join them for classic favorites like spaghetti and meatballs, linguine with clams and sausage, and fettuccine alfredo paired with hand-selected Pacific Northwest and Italian wines. Pastini. Eat pasta. Drink wine.
Welcome to the Duck Pod from DuckSports.com. Here's Ryan Thorburn and Austin Meek from the Register Guard Newsroom.
Hello and welcome to the Duck Pod. This is Steve Mims with the Register Guard here with Austin Meek. It is a bit of a surprise emergency podcast as we come to you Saturday morning from Las Vegas on the eve of the Pac-12 championship game, which Oregon has made its way into, the first team in 7 years to go from the sixth seed to the title game. My understanding is they're a favorite again, however, by the betting lines, so maybe it's not as big of a surprise after all, huh, Austin?
Well, it's a surprise to me because I booked my flight out this afternoon, so I'm going to the airport. You're going to have to take this one home without me. I've got a layover in San Francisco at exactly the time that the game is tipping off, so I will be watching it at some airport bar in San Francisco. Needless to say, when I booked my trip about a month ago, I did not anticipate this. But the way Oregon's been playing the last 2 weeks of the regular season and in the first couple games of this tournament, they certainly were a hot team. So it's not a huge surprise in that regard. I'm just curious to see how much they have left tonight after expending really a lot of energy to beat Arizona State in overtime.
Yeah, I tend to think that game three was the one where I was thinking the energy maybe out. You know, you figure you can play back-to-back. That third one against ASU I thought was a tough matchup just because ASU is so physical and fast. But I think tonight, I just think when you got one left, it seems like, you know, they got their nine guys. I think they'll be all right energy-wise. You wonder about Washington. Washington coming off a loss to Oregon at home. They'll have some motivation. You mentioned they do have one less game. I think Washington's, they're obviously in the tournament, but I think they still may be playing for a 8-7 seed. A loss here could still keep them, you know, being an underdog in the first round. So it is interesting, though. You know, Oregon's the sixth seed, and you sit here and call them the underdog, but they've been favored in every game. I can't imagine there's ever been a conference tournament where the sixth seed was the favorite in every game it played, including against the two and the one. But I guess that just shows sort of people are buying into what we've seen the last 3 weeks from the Ducks.
Yeah, and it shows that the Pac-12 is totally wide open. And even though Washington went 15-3 in the regular season, Washington won a bunch of close games. They struggled down the stretch. They lost to Cal. You mentioned they lost at home to Oregon. So certainly there was no team in this field that was head and shoulders above the rest. And Oregon's been the hot team. It'll be really interesting to see what happens. Obviously, if they win tonight, they're in the tournament. They get the automatic bid. If they don't win tonight, I think there's going to be at least some conversation tomorrow about whether they can get up into an at-large bid. They haven't been really anywhere close to any of those projections, but you know, it's kind of a new terrain for everybody with the new rankings and the quadrant system. So I don't think anybody really knows how the committee's going to look at a team like Oregon that had, you know, a couple nice wins early, had some bad losses, obviously had a devastating injury to Bol Bol, and now are one of the hottest teams in the country.
Yeah, definitely. I do think that this year, you mentioned with the net rankings, I mean, there's really, we don't even know the formula that goes into it, so you kind of don't know there. Plus, you add in the fact that I just think a lot of the bracketology we see is still people going off the old RPI. Even if they're trying to use the net, I think they kind of lean back and fall back a little bit on that. So you're right. I mean, Oregon could be in right now. Oregon could be, you know, not in the next 12 teams out. I mean, it's just sort of a crazy one. The thing I've been going against all year is just, you know, a 12-loss team in a conference that's been so bad doesn't seem likely. But like you say, the way they're moving up in the net rankings, you know, you've always had the last 10 games matters a lot, or you can be looking at kind of a 9-1 type deal there, or I guess 8-2 if they lost tonight. So we'll see there. As for the matchup tonight, you know, Oregon should have gotten the Huskies twice this year, or at least had a chance to. At home was the disaster when Peyton Pritchard went ahead and fouled Jalen Noel on the buzzer beater, and he made that. And then obviously we talk about the other night, you know, beating Washington at Washington was a huge win for Oregon. That was senior night and an emotional one. So matchup-wise, I think I don't know what the under is down there, but it seems like this is going to be a low-scoring one. We've seen Oregon's defense. We know what Washington does with their zone. The key, I thought, last time Oregon played them was getting Paul White kind of at that free throw line in the middle of the zone. Oregon did a nice job getting, you know, even with Okoro, getting guys in the middle of the zone, or even, you know, Peyton Pritchard would drive in there. But there is a hole in the middle of the zone that Pritchard talked about last time they faced, and we'll see if they can find it again. So just your thoughts on Oregon and what you've seen from Oregon-Washington this matchup tonight, Austin.
Well, taking care of the ball is obviously important when you play Washington. Washington turned over Colorado a bunch of times yesterday. But Oregon's going to be prepared for that. They're going to be prepared for Washington's zone. You know, Oregon's length defensively has been just such an issue for teams in this tournament. Last night, Kenny Wooten only played 15 minutes. He was in foul trouble the whole time. And, you know, when he was out there, he was making game-changing plays. He had two or three blocks in the first couple minutes. He had an alley-oop dunk to start overtime. So he really impacted the game in a very short amount of time that he was out there. He should be pretty fresh. He didn't play much last night. I think Oregon's length is going to continue to give Washington problems. I don't think Washington's going to be able to score against Oregon. They're not a high-powered offensive team anyway, and Oregon's defense is playing at such a high level. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game.
All right. Well, fans, I think everybody who's either here in Vegas or is back home is a little caught off guard. Like I said, there was a feeling coming into this tournament that Oregon was kind of going to be the dark horse, and now they've lived up to it. The big win last night over ASU sends them into the title game. A little earlier tonight, you can get to bed a little earlier, 7:30 ESPN. Austin will be sitting in an airport somewhere watching it. I'll have your live coverage from T-Mobile Arena. So thanks for listening, and check you out after the game. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Duck Pod from DuckSports.com. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And always available at DuckSports.com.